This one, I spent some wonderful time in California beyond trying to navigate the highways. And I was living on Venice Beach, which was an experience unto itself, in this 104-year-old house. And it was right on the boardwalk I scored. Don't ask, we'll talk later. And it was just great. I mean, there were little sheds in the back of the house, and all the artisans on the boardwalk would rent these little sheds from whoever owned the house. And they would keep all their artwork there. And in the far back shed behind this fence, there's a little bit of a slightly larger shed. A gentleman by the name of T.C. lived there. And that doesn't go with T.C.'s character or anything like that. He was a good guy. It's not like, ooh, sad, T.C. lived in a shed. No, T.C. was a pretty phenomenal man, but he was like a 6-foot-something guy. Are you getting scared or are you hot back there? Okay. I thought she was like, oh no, here Trina goes again. But anyway, T.C., which stood for too cool, I found out later. I thought it was like, you know, Thomas Charles or something, but no, it was too cool. And he became like my personal bodyguard on Venice Beach. He was assigned to make sure that I didn't answer my doorbell unless I looked out the window first. And so he would prank me and ring my doorbell, make sure that I come out the window up top. You know, yeah. He was afraid that I would get hurt somehow. And one night, as I was falling asleep listening to my own music, trying to put my album in order, it was like 2 o'clock in the morning and I had fallen asleep. And I was sleeping on one of those fantastic arrow beds that everybody loves. And if you put an arrow bed on a hardwood floor, especially in a semi-cold environment, like by the ocean, they deflate, which means in the middle of the night you're very awoken by a cold rear end. And, you know, but I had it down. I had it really down, Allie, because I was, like, skilled. It was one of those that had the little zzz button. And so, I could, in my sleep, just go and fill that air mattress right back up and stay asleep. Like, I didn't even come out of REM. I was, like, all in my dream. Pump, whatever, yeah. And what song am I doing? Okay, I don't need this. And anyway, and so in my sleep, also I should mention that this house, what's his face, lived there.
Morrison.
Jim Morrison used to live there at one point. And so the guys were teasing me that the house was haunted. So bring all these little factors swirling around together. It's 2:30 in the morning. I've fallen asleep with headphones on. And you know how things are louder when you first wake up? Even when they've already been on as you've been sleeping. But yeah, and I'm awoken because I'm feeling my body going from head to toe, just kind of going and head to toe, just back and forth. And I'm like, I haven't opened my eyes yet. I hear loud music. I fling off the headphones, you know, and your eyes are still shut. And I'm like, man, the bed's freaking out. And I'm trying to get the buzzer and I'm trying, you know, I'm like, yeah. And then I open my eyes and not only am I going back and forth, but the door is going boom, 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 boom. And I'm like, oh my God, the house is possessed. Jim Morrison's here. I was like, oh man, you know? And I was freaked. And then all of a sudden, you know, you have that other moment of, this all happened in 5 seconds, but it's like, then that next moment of clarity comes and you're like, oh, I'm in California, it's an earthquake. Like, I shouldn't be freaked out, you know? And because it was a gentle rocking, it was nice, you know, it was a roller, as they call them. And so then it all kind of came together, and I, you know, that flash of, like, emergency preparedness, even though you grew up in the Midwest with tornadoes and stuff, all of a sudden you're like, oh, stand in a door frame. I've heard that, you know? And I'm thinking, why? Because I'm on the second floor. If this thing goes down, I'll be squished in the door frame on the second floor. What good is that? So I was more brilliant than that. Everything had stopped shaking a bit, and of course I go out on the deck. First instinct is usually the best. So I'm standing on the deck as the blue flash happens and all the power goes out on the boardwalk. And it's that brilliant moment of just you, but when I was a little kid, I had an issue if I'd wake up at night and it was really quiet. I had to know if somebody was around, so I'd just, you know, be one of those annoying kids for their parents. They'd be like, Mom? You know, it's like 3 a.m. and moms have those ears. So it doesn't matter how loud you are, they'll hear you. So I'd wake her up all the time. Mom, yeah, okay. I go back to sleep. Well, I didn't have mom around, so I'm just standing there. TC? Yeah? I was like, is that an earthquake? Welcome to California. Touch and I might melt, so I run far, far away. Not too much to tell you, yet for so much to say. I take a look at my life and I just can't find a way, baby. I can't find a way. I just can't find. Once upon a time, where the prince remained a prince, and I understood the rhyme. Fantastic was the feeling, didn't know what kept me reeling. Was the one thing that I'd run from many years down the line. Oh, I just can't find a way. I said, oh,